everybody, it's Devin Boker, aka Devin the Nature Guy. Welcome to Field Guide of Wonder, a podcast companion to the video series of the same name on Instagram and TikTok, where we explore the most spectacular, strange, and joy-sparking things about the living world, one species at a time. This isn't a podcast that's trying to be an encyclopedia. It's not about cramming in every fact, every stat, every top 10 list. This is a place for curiosity, for marveling at the why and how of life on Earth. I believe that wonder is where all learning begins. It's the spark, the doorway, the thing that makes us pause and ask questions. And asking questions is the only way that we've ever gotten answers. That's the nature of science, not certainty, but curiosity. And when we start to learn, when we begin to understand, something else happens. We start to care. And that care, it becomes action, it becomes protection, it becomes conservation, it becomes a lifeline for the species that we talk about, for the ecosystems that they belong to, and maybe even for us. So this series is a way of offering a spark, a question, an invitation to look a little bit closer and maybe feel that familiar, quiet gasp of like, wait, seriously? Every episode, we'll dive into one animal, often one that you have submitted. After all, that's what this series is all about, you. And explore the most delightful, bizarre, or mind-blowing things about it. Evolutionary oddities, wild behaviors, ridiculous adaptations, eerie communication, impossible coloration, you name it. Sometimes there'll be quick little bursts, other times we'll get a little nerdy, but either way, you'll leave with something new, maybe even something to share at dinner or something that just makes the world feel a little more alive. And this podcast, it's a part of something bigger, a community of wonder seekers. You can find me on social media at Dev the Nature Guy. You can support on Patreon at patreon.com/thewildlife, or you can just keep listening and letting yourself be amazed. So whether you're walking your dog, washing dishes, on your way to work, or just trying to remember what it feels like to be astonished, welcome. This is Field Guide of Wonder. Today, we start small, but mighty. Let's step into the rainforest understory and meet a tiny bat who lives in a tent of its own making. Welcome to the world of the Honduran white bat. Imagine a cotton ball. Now give it bat wings. Tiny yellow ears and a nose that looks like it's been dipped in pollen. And then tuck it under a broad green leaf like a fairy sleeping bag. That is the Honduran white bat, Ectophylla alba. Now you might be asking, why white? Aren't most bats dark? Wouldn't white make you, I don't know, noticeable? It's a good question. Reasonable. Logical. But consider that species aren't just these things that exist in isolation. They exist as a part of their environment. I mentioned that these bats sleep in a tent of leaves, specifically leaves from a fig tree called heliconia. The light filtering through gives everything underneath a green glow. White under green light, it camouflages. It's like a filter. Now, I should mention that the roost can be up to like 15 bats each, and it's also important to note that they don't just have one tent. No, they set up a whole variety of tents around the forest, like little safe houses. I mean, think about it. Something like a cave is more of a permanent roost. Not much is going to change with it, but leaves, they can collapse, they can be eaten, they can die, they can fall down from the wind. It's always good to have a backup plan. And what powers these little bats? Figs. And not just any figs. One specific species called Ficus colubrina. It's a night-blooming fig that may have co-evolved with these bats. They are rich in sugar and loaded with these tiny little seeds, so as bats move around, they're eating these fruits and then pooping them out, and they are not only pollinating these plants, but they are also dispersing their seeds throughout the forest. They are cultivating their very food source. Now, to me, everything about these bats says precarious. right? They live in these little tent roofs, or a fragile home. They hang upside down from these leaves, right? They're dependent on the specific type of plant in order to do this. They are dependent on a specific type of fig, and they're also just not that common. They are only one of four leaf-nosed bats native to Central America. It's only one of six that are white, and only one of 22 in the world that do this whole tent nesting canopy thing. Now, that might sound like a lot. You say, oh, that's, you know, 22 species, but understand this. There are roughly 5,000 species of mammals. Bats make up 20% of those. That's one-fifth of all mammals. So let's just zoom out for a second, right? Because these are a species that only live in a narrow slice of Central America. We're talking Honduras, Nicaragua, and Costa Rica. And due to deforestation and habitat fragmentation, their populations are considered vulnerable. They're these tiny blips of existence, but they play such a crucial role. They are gardeners of the forest. Just how amazing is that? They're tiny, but they're part of a larger system, and their fate, it's a warning bell for the health of the forest that they call home, which brings us back to why we're here, right? When we understand these kinds of relationships, when we take the time to appreciate them, when we begin to care, hopefully that care can lead to action. So what can we do for these bats, especially, you know, somewhere far away? I'm in Minnesota. What could I possibly do for a Honduran white bat? Well, I can support reforestation efforts in Central America. I can donate to organizations like Bat Conservation International. And above all, I can do what I'm doing here, what you're doing here, which is sharing with each other their story, making sure that people know about the Honduran white bat, that it exists, that it matters. This is just the beginning of Field Guide to Wonder. Every creature has a story, one that ripples out far beyond itself. Wonder is how we begin. Curiosity is the compass that's going to be guiding this series. And connection, community, I'm hoping that that's the destination, that that's what this becomes. So follow along. There will be more to come for sure. I mean, just in terms of what has been requested, different animals to be covered, 250, 270 somewhere. I mean, goodness, I've got my work cut out for me. So share it, and if you'd like to support the work, you can check out my Patreon, patreon.com/thewildlife, for bonus content, behind-the-scenes notes, more deep dives, opportunities to submit questions when I eventually start having expert guests on, things to be able to check out there. So yeah, lots to cover. Until next time, keep asking questions, and find time for wonder. Take care, everybody.